David prayed in Psalm 51:8 that the Lord would make him hear joy and gladness. We should pray the same thing. Oh, and let us all be assured with all confidence that God hears us. Oh, yes, He does. Psalm 65:2 states that He is the one who hears prayer. Not only is Jesus a speaking king, He is also a listening king. Not only does God hear us, but we hear Him. Some say God doesn't speak to men anymore, and that's just foolishness. I say, if that is so, then there is no point in the words of Jesus in John 10, 3-5, and this is important, so please listen. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they don't know the voice of strangers. He has a mouth and speaks. I have ears and can hear. I say, why shouldn't he speak to us? Where the word voice is used, it means uttered words, speech. Voice means exactly what it says, and not some alternate means of perception. Lean in towards God. Listen with discernment. Focus on the words of the Lord to drown out the chaotic noise around you and comprehend with your head and heart. He meant exactly what he said. I hear God. I have friends who hear God. So I'm compelled to ask you, do you hear God? If not, would you like to? Can you overcome your own unbelief to hear him when he speaks? He's saying a lot these days. Can you hear him? The question to investigate isn't, why won't God speak to me? But more, God is speaking, why can't I hear him? Isaiah 32:3. The eyes of those who see will not be dim, and the ears of those who hear will listen. There is another place in the Bible where hearing and listening are used in the same sentence, and I'm mentioning this for the sake of those who might believe hearing and listening are the same. Isaiah 42:23, like Isaiah 32:3, use both words, and there is a difference. If we give attention to God and incline our ears to Him, which is to hear, we can also perceive His words and grasp His intent, which is listening. Hearing is to give attention to and incline your ears towards. Listening is to become aware of and grasp the intent. Jeremiah 29:12-13. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me, when you seek me with all your heart. Believe me, if God wants you to hear and understand, He is entirely capable of making Himself known and getting His point across. And it's not like He tries to speak to us as if He would fail. The point is not whether God is speaking, but are we hearing and positioning ourselves to understand?